The next patient is James Durham. The last name is D-U-R-H-A-M. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old male that had a history of microscopic hematuria. This process has been going on for a lengthy period of time. And he has been evaluated. For glomerular pathology, and the results have been negative. We are talking about a hepatitis profile, vasculitis, anti-GBM, rheumatoid factor, ANA, proteinase, phospholipase, A2 receptor antibody, kappa, lambda, immunoelectrophoresis. The workup has been negative. However, the patient continues with a proteinuria that is between 1 and 1.2 grams per gram of creatinine. The serum creatinine has been well preserved in this time. The comprehensive metabolic profile was done on July the 20th, and the serum creatinine 1.2, the BUN is 13, and the estimated GFR is 65 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is 1,000 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Taking everything into consideration, the patient will get benefit from the administration of finerenone. We explained to him that it's going to be an expensive medication. We gave samples to start 10 milligrams. The side effect is hyperkalemia. We're going to check the BNP in 3 weeks and send the prescription to the pharmacy, and we'll reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, hyperuricemia that is under control. The patient has coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, on Eliquis that is followed by Dr. Joseph. And the patient has a history of hyperthyroidism that is treated with metimazole by the primary care. We're going to reevaluate the case with laboratory workup. We invested ...15 minutes reviewing the laboratory, 15 minutes with the patient face to face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.